In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. He has rescued and redeemed you from sin and death. He's torn down hell's gates and crushed the devil's head. He's ended the enmity between you and God. Your sins are forgiven. For Jesus dies the death that was rightfully yours. For your sake he gave his back to the lash, his hands and feet to the nails, his side to the spear. He gave his head to the thorns, and his body to the spit, blows, and mockery. And yet Jesus lives. The seal is broken. Death is dead, the grave empty, your sins forgiven, and you sing. Singing is the voice of joy and exaltation. It's the voice of proclamation. If you doubt it, next time it's someone's birthday, try speaking the happy birthday song and see how that goes. See how bland it sounds to speak your favorite Christmas carols or Easter hymns. It's just not the same. But maybe you don't feel much like singing. Who hasn't been touched by death or have a loved one in the hospital? Who feels tired, stressed out, and overwhelmed? Who wants to sing in the midst of turmoil, uncertainty, and pain? Yes, your sins are forgiven, but you still have weak, fallen flesh. You still suffer, enduring trials and travails. Though defeated, the devil still tries to deceive and tempt you. Your sins are forgiven, but you still feel their effects in this life. Yet you do sing, even in the midst of turmoil, uncertainty, and pain. For neither sickness, disease, nor death changes the fact that Jesus, who suffered for your fear and doubt, for your broken family and jealousy, for your wrath, anger, and hatred. Jesus lives. He died to silence every lie, accusation, and temptation of the evil one. No matter what you may or may not feel, your sins are forgiven. They're put away forever from God's sight for the sake of Jesus' death and blood, for the sake of his wounds. His marked body and shed blood is your peace. Happiness comes and goes. The fads and opinions of men change. But the Word of God, the forgiveness, life, and salvation won and delivered by Jesus in his death and resurrection, remains forever. The demands of the law are fulfilled. The accusations of Satan are silenced. God's wrath and justice are satisfied. Your sins are forgiven. You sing because Jesus took your place and did for you what you cannot and never could do for yourself. You sing because Jesus lives again and shall raise you up also. Instead of what you do deserve, Jesus gives what you do not. Instead of death and hell, he gives you an eternal place in his kingdom. The price of sin is deadly. Don't forget that or make light of it. What you deserve is eternal damnation to hell. Yet Jesus is lifted up in death that you may live. Jesus lives again that you may live forever. And because he loves you and desires you to be his own, Jesus sends forth his Spirit for your sake. He glorifies Jesus by taking what is his and the Father's and declaring and delivering it to you. That is, the Spirit takes the holiness, righteousness, and innocence, the perfection, obedience, and sonship of Jesus, and makes it your very own. Your flesh may be weak and cowering, but your fear is taken away. Your lips may be weak and your tongue silent, but the Spirit places upon them the new and joyous song of the confession of Christ Jesus. The Spirit gives and delivers the things of Jesus. Gives and delivers Jesus himself that you live. For in the Word and Holy Sacraments, the Spirit convicts you of your sin by the law. He shows you God's perfect standard and your complete and utter failure. He must preach the law to convict you of your sin beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you do not remain steadfast and resolute in your sins, that you do not die in your sins, that you do not die eternally. He must declare that you are worthy only of death. So then he also convicts you, that is, convinces and demonstrates beyond all doubt of a righteousness not your own, the righteousness of Jesus. By the fruits of the Holy Cross, the righteousness of Jesus is made yours as you are washed, absolved, and fed. Jesus does not leave you for dead. Rather, he is lifted up from the earth on your behalf. He is laid into the heart of the earth for your sake. He is raised up again for your justification. And he ascends to the right hand of his God and Father to ever intercede on your behalf, to speak that same peace that he spoke to you, that he spoke to the apostles on Easter night, that he would speak that peace now to his Father, that there is peace between you and heaven for the sake of Jesus. And from the right hand of the Father, he sends forth the Spirit to work through the Word and Holy Sacraments, to speak to you what he hears from the Father and the Son. In the means of grace, you hear that life-giving voice of Jesus, that life-giving proclamation, even now. Thus the Spirit convicts you of judgment, gladdening your heart that by his death and resurrection, Jesus has already cast down Satan and defeated him. For by mounting the altar of the Holy Cross and allowing his heel to be pierced, Jesus crushed for all time the head of your adversary, casting down the gates of hell. No longer are you held hostage. No longer do you find the devil's lies enticing. You hear them rasping out of a broken jaw and know them to be for what they are, lies. Jesus lives, freeing and rescuing you to bring you into his kingdom. You have nothing to fear, for Jesus lives, and who he is now who you are. The Spirit delivers and applies the salvation won by Jesus upon the cross to you. He plants you into his pierced side, washing your sins away and feeding you with the medicine of immortality. You are in Jesus Christ, the perfect and holy child and heir of God. Neither the grave nor the bonds of death shall hold you. This is why you sing. Even in the midst of misery and suffering, your song, like your joy, is in Jesus Christ, crucified and raised again. This is why it's better to sing good, solid, orthodox hymns, especially Easter hymns, at a funeral. For as you mourn and lament, they deliver not some sweet, sugary sentimentality, but the comfort of Christ Jesus, victor over death and the grave, who shall raise even your lowly body in perfection and glory. Just as the trials and tribulations of this life cannot take your joy from you, neither can they take your peace, nor your song. For it is indeed Jesus Christ, the crucified. The Lord gives you a new song and soothes the savage beast inside of you by it. For he refused the plea of his Son in Gethsemane. His will is done as the innocent is sacrificed for the guilty. The Passover lamb's blood is spilt upon Calvary's sacred ground and down your throat to shield you from the angel of death. And by his body and blood, you join your voice in one with all your brothers and sisters in Christ, Regardless of if you're separated by time, distance, or even this life or the one to come, you are made by the Spirit whole and one in the body and blood of Jesus. So sing with Zechariah, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation." Sing with the Blessed Virgin, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy." Sing with the lepers, the tax collector, and the blind man, "Lord, have mercy upon us." Sing with aged Simeon, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in thy peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." Sing with the holy angels, "Glory be to God on high. Holy, holy, holy." Sing with the baptizer, "O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us and grant us thy peace." Sing with the whole church throughout the ages, with all the apostles, prophets, and martyrs, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven. We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Save thy people and bless thine heritage. Sing, because Jesus, the victor who does marvelous things, is made known to you by the Spirit in the means of grace. Sing, for Jesus feeds you with the bread of heaven and quenches your thirst with the chalice of life. Sing, for Jesus, who lives again, remains with you and dwells within you in the Holy Communion. Jesus conquered. Jesus lives. And it's all for you. Shout and sing for joy. For behold, he is your salvation. In him you trust and will never be afraid. Well, sing unto the Lord a new song. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. It is finished, and it is marvelous. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise for prayer.